Madam Chair, distinguished delegates and members of the UNEC Secretariat. First of all, I would like to extend our deep gratitude to the UNEC Secretariat and all involved parties for the preparation of the follow-up document on Ukraine, which provides an essential overview of the ongoing efforts to address the environmental impact of Russia's aggression and is a valuable resource for informing that our collective actions are moving forward. We are profoundly grateful for the efforts of all international partners and organizations in supporting Ukraine, particularly UNEC, UNEP, OECD, and others. The establishment of the Green Recovery Platform for Ukraine, announced at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin in June 2024, represents a critical milestone in guiding Ukraine's path towards a sustainable recovery. This platform, supported by the government of Germany and Ukraine, is establishing a framework for green recovery and sustainability in alignment with the Lugano Declaration and its principles. In addition to these efforts, Ukraine highly values the work of the informal Interagency Coordination Group on Environmental Assessment for Ukraine. This group's work is vital in providing the necessary assessment of the environmental damage inflicted by the war and in laying the groundwork for holding the aggressor accountable and developing an effective response to address the environmental consequences of Russia's aggression. Yet even with these initiatives, the severe impacts of Russia's aggression on Ukraine's environment remain overwhelming. Alongside the tragic human casualties, the unprovoked, unjustified, and cynically destructive Russian aggression has inflicted tremendous harm on Ukraine's natural resources. Air, land, and water pollution, as well as irreversible biodiversity losses, are among the profound consequences we face today. To bring attention to these impacts, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine and UNEP held a joint briefing in Kyiv on October 28 to present updated information on the environmental toll of the war. This event highlighted the extensive environmental devastation and the urgent need for sustainable recovery initiatives. We look forward to continued and deepened cooperation with UNEP, whose Kyiv office has become instrumental in addressing the ecological challenges we face. Our collaboration with UNEP and other partners is focused on critical tasks from assessing soil contamination levels and restoring damaged ecosystems to evaluating the health of the Black Sea and conserving its unique biodiversity. These actions are vital for preserving a safe and clean environment for future generations. As Ukraine has endured the consequences of Russia's aggression for over a decade, we understand better than anyone the toxic legacy that war leaves behind. As I have already touched upon the issue of statistics in my previous intervention, in discussion with the Secretariat of the UNEC Convention, I'll allow myself to highlight just some data. As of now, occupying forces destroyed or damaged more than 200,000 infrastructure facilities in Ukraine, which in particular led to an increase in the level of CO2 emissions into the atmosphere by almost 50%, up to 150 million tons or $11 billion in monetary equivalent. Ukrainian experts recorded more than 5,800 cases of direct damage to the environment, which, according to the preliminary estimations alone, caused losses of about $60 billion. Nevertheless, we strive to not only overcome the negative impact of aggression on the environment of our own state, but also actively work on strengthening international mechanisms for environmental protection during armed conflicts. In this context, we call upon all nations that uphold international law and share a commitment to our planet's future to support the peace formula proposed by President Zelensky, specifically its focus on environmental security. We believe that through our united efforts, we can protect the environment and foster sustainable recovery, not only for Ukraine, but for the well-being of our entire region. To conclude, addressing Russia's war of aggression and its environmental toll must remain the top priority for the UNEC environmental agenda as the most critical challenge facing our region until Ukraine's full recovery within its internationally recognized borders is secured and justice is served. I thank you.